America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Well, as close as we are to Halloween in Ann Kelly's kitchen, we have to think about your dental health as well as the kids having a great time and parents not stealing from their kids' Halloween bags. It's Ann Kelly in Ann Kelly's kitchen, and our guest is Dr. Camille Haas, your author of the number one national bestseller, If Your Mouth Could Talk. And I know there's a lot we can talk about when it comes to Halloween candy, but what is the most important thing you think we should be talking about?
That's a great question. I have a 10-year-old, so Halloween, when it comes around, as every parent, you know, we want to make sure that our kids get to have fun during Halloween, but we want to also make sure that we're, you know, they do it in a responsible way so they don't get end up with a lot of cavities or broken brackets, you know, braces and all of that after Halloween. So a couple of tips for parents. One is before going to trick-or-treating, I always encourage parents to make sure that the kids have a full stomach. You know, they've already had their dinner because the last thing you want to do is go shopping for food when you're hungry, right? You know, all know what happens when we go to, like, supermarkets. So we want to have a full stomach. Also, the other thing is you want to make sure that because contrary to what most people do, they brush their teeth right after they eat candy because they want to make sure they prevent cavities. But you, in fact, should never brush your teeth for at least 30 to 60 minutes after eating, because that's when the mouth becomes acidic and the teeth are vulnerable to acid damage. And so what you want to do is before you start eating the candy, you want to brush your teeth with this ingredient called nanohydroxyapatite. I know it's a full mouthful, but what it does, it's a calcium phosphate. It protects the enamel from the acidic attack that it's about to come. So brush your teeth, you know, with a toothpaste that has nanohydroxyapatite or a mouthwash that has it. You can rinse with it. And then, of course, make sure that you go to trusted places, get the safe candy. There are candies that don't have any terrible sugar in it. Like you can have sugar alcohols from like xylitol or erythritol. They're not very common. Mm-hmm. So, you know, even my own kid gets candy from all sorts of places. He just loves it. And then we make sure the other tip is to make sure that they eat it at one setting so they don't just snack throughout the day, because again, every time you put in your mouth becomes acidic for about an hour. So you want to do that only for a limited amount of time. And then once, right after that, again, you can rinse with a mouthwash or a mouth spray that has, you know, alkalizing ingredients like sodium bicarbonate, you know, baking soda is another name for it, to reverse the pH of the mouth. And then after about an hour, you want to brush your teeth. So those are some of the tips that I always give to parents to make sure that they have a safe and fun Halloween, but they don't end up at the dentist's office afterwards.
Absolutely. That's what we want. Now, I know our parents all check the Halloween bags for safety's sake after the kids come home. Is there any particular kind of candy you want to make sure doesn't make it to the kids? Is there anything they should stay away from aside from what you've already told me?
That's another great question. So the worst candies are the ones that could damage your teeth or they're very sticky. Because let's just say jawbreakers or the candies that are really hard to chew, and those could break not only if you have any dental devices in your mouth, like orthodontic devices or retainers, but they can literally chip teeth. Mm. We, as a dental practice, I'm an orthodontist. My wife is a pediatric dentist. We get a ton of, unfortunately, post-Halloween, a ton of broken teeth and fillings and orthodontic devices. So hard candies in general are probably the worst. And sticky candies, because they stay on the teeth for a long time, and then the quote-unquote bad microbes eat the sugar, and they excrete acid, and that's how cavities are formed. So, again, those are probably the worst types, but, you know, so the best types are the ones that you like to say lollipops or, you know, or the thing they can just kind of chew on it and swallow it faster. But no candy is really good except the candies that have, you know, other non-sugars like xylitol and erythritol.
All right. Is there actually a certain amount of candy that we could indulge in that would start triggering a cavity? Is there any level of sweetness that causes that?
That's another good question. So cavities is not as simple, because I think if I ask the average person, how do you get cavities? I think most people would say, well, if I eat a lot of sugar, you know, candy, and I don't brush my teeth. Yes, those are two factors, but there are many, many other factors. You could have the same, two kids have the same amount of candy. I mean, I have parents who have two children, and one of them eats less candy and gets cavities, and the other one who gets, eats a lot of candy and never brushes their teeth or doesn't brush as the other sibling, never gets a cavity. So there are other factors. For example, our mouth is filled with billions of microbes. And the combination of what types of microbes we have individually, because they're like fingerprints, I have different microbes in my mouth than you do, than my son does. And so there's like, you know, the quality of the saliva and, I mean, and the type of oral care products they use and how often they use it. So there's just so many different factors. So I wouldn't say it's really more of a making sure that they just, you know, I think as everything as parents, I always try to teach my son, everything is about balance, right? Mm-hmm. You don't want to overdo anything. Just if you're going to have candy, okay, just have some candy, you know, eat the ones that it's not going to damage your teeth, and then brush your teeth, you know, after an hour, make sure you use an alkalizing mouthwash afterwards, you know, and and for most people, that's going to be enough. Now, some kids are just more prone to cavities. I mean, 10% of the cases are genetic, not 90% are not genetic. So they have to do with environmental factors, with the saliva, with the kids are on, you know, medications, or they have a dry mouth. There are a lot of factors why a person gets a cavity and the other person doesn't. But two of the main factors are the kind of diet that you have and how you take care of your mouth with brushing and flossing habits. So everything as much as possible, you know, in a balance. Again, if you don't overdo your candy, your Halloween, then you're going to be just fine as long as you do some of these tips that we discussed.
Now, I have to believe that you have probably seen it all. You're the co-founder of CEO of Super Dentist. You're the largest dental practice in Southern California. Is there anything that you've seen that has surprised you after Halloween? Something that just makes you sit back and go, wow, that's different.
Well, you know, yes. One thing, I think because we're so used to connecting Halloween with candy, it's kind of surprising that like when kids come to my house, and I don't want to just say this because I'm a dentist, but I just want to give an example that parents can think of other things to give out as treats to kids that they come to the mm-hmm. for trick-or-treating than just candy. Like I give toothbrushes, and I know that's a cliche, you know, I'm a dentist, I give toothbrushes, but kids actually love it because think about it. You're a kid, you go into all these houses and everybody gives you the same things, right? All these candies. But let's just say you get stickers from someone, you get tattoos, like temporary tattoos. You know, whatever, you know, pencils, I give toothbrushes and kids love it. They tell their friends and all the kids come to my house because they want to get a toothbrush because it's just a unique thing. So maybe that's one thing that I can kind of encourage parents to think about other alternatives than just candy so the kids don't associate Halloween only with the candy. But there's just so many other things we can do in Halloween to have fun at the same time, have an event that at later date, we're not going to regret it.
Well, I don't think it's a bad idea at all. But when it comes to choosing a toothbrush for ourselves personally, is there any one type of brush that's better than others for children and adults?
Absolutely. So the worst type of toothbrush that I've seen, and by the way, this is not just me seeing it. Let me give you a stat first to kind of maybe surprise you and surprise your listeners. Up to 74% of Americans, so almost 3/4 of Americans, we have dental sensitivity. Mm-hmm. They're for various reasons, but the number one reason we have dental sensitivity is because of poor brushing. We use the wrong toothbrush that's very abrasive. Let's just say we use a charcoal brush or toothbrushes that are very coarse and abrasive, mm-hmm. and we overzealously brush our teeth. So we have two camps of people, the camp that don't take care of their teeth enough and the other camp that we overzealously do it. So to answer your question, there's absolutely never a good reason to use a harsh or coarse toothbrush. You want to make sure, first of all, that the quality of the bristles are very high quality so the bristles don't fall off when you brush your teeth. Secondly, that they're only soft or ultra-soft bristles. There are two types that are very, very awesome to use. One is PBT. The other one is just a soft nylon. Mm-hmm. And because then to brush your teeth, again, you never want to brush your teeth right after eating, as I said, because just to give you a quick kind of education about how cavities form is, our mouths, our saliva, it's about at the pH. Normally, it's about 7, which is a neutral pH. Just about every time we put food in our mouth, the mouth becomes acidic from the enzymes that mm-hmm. start the digestion of the food and from the food. Once they reach 5.5 pH, that's when we get cavities. So what you want to do is you want to make sure that, again, you brush your teeth before you have meals, especially if you have some ingredients like nanohydroxyapatite to protect your teeth. Then, and if you had breakfast already or you had garlic and you want to get rid of the odor, just use a mouth spray or a mouthwash to do that. But then wait about 30 to 60 minutes for the pH of the saliva to reverse it to a neutral and then brush your teeth again. And when you have kids that, again, speaking of Halloween, just remember, five-year-olds, they brush only 25% of their teeth. Even 11-year-olds only brush 50% of their teeth. So that means that parents need to supervise their kids for many, many years before they learn how to brush on their own. And they need to spend 2 minutes brushing their teeth. And the reason that 2 minutes is so critical, because first of all, that's enough time to get around and brush all the teeth, but also just enough time for the toothpaste, you know, if you use fluoride, if you use nanohydroxyapatite, for those ingredients to do its magic.
Well, there's a lot more we could talk about, but I would really like people to get to your website. I was on it before I talked to you this morning. It is a great site. If someone wants to catch up with you on social media, where can they reach out to you?
That's a great question. Thank you so much. So my website is themouthbook.com, and social media, my name is Dr. Kami Haas. And of course, I'll be happy to connect with people and answer any questions.
And we'll make sure all those links are up there. Well, everybody can have a happy Halloween and good dental health at the same time. Dr. Haas, thank you so much for your time.
It's my pleasure. Thank you very much. Happy Halloween.